Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Constitution wins, life wins. We're going to be talking about this blockbuster case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I remember listening to this argument, the 15-week ban, the Florida Constitution, and listening to all the arguments and thinking, oh, Lord, and just praying. And then we're waiting for the decision to finally come out. And lo and behold, on April 1st, which was not April Fool's for this case, we get a great victory.
Yeah, the Florida Supreme Court rejected the dreadful history of abortion that began with an activist bench in 1989, even just a few months before Liberty Counsel was founded in 1989. I have worked to overturn the TW decision from that year because it does not have any basis in the Constitution, and it has caused incalculable damage. And now this wrongly decided abortion case and the subsequent opinions are no more. As of April 1, in a 6-1 decision, the Florida Supreme Court ruled that there is no right to an abortion in Florida's Constitution, overruling the 1989 N. Ray TW case and the subsequent abortion opinions from the Florida Supreme Court, and in doing so, upheld a 15-week abortion ban. And now that that 15-week law has been upheld, the 6-week heartbeat abortion ban will soon go into effect, making Florida, in one day, from one of the most, if not the most, liberal states in the nation, an abortion destination, to one of the most pro-life states in the nation with this decision.
You know, other states were bringing women, or women were coming over from other states to Florida to get abortions, to kill their unborn children, and now that will be stopped.
That will be stopped. So this is a huge, huge change. It is cataclysmic, just like what happened in Roe v. Wade being overturned by the Dobbs decision. You have, in that case, a 15-week abortion ban. It goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the question is it going to be struck down? It clearly conflicts with Roe v. Wade. The Dobbs decision did the right thing, and they reversed the Roe versus Wade and the subsequent decision, Planned Parenthood versus Casey. No right to an abortion in the federal constitution upholding the 15-week law. Here, the same thing. 15-week abortion ban goes to the Florida Supreme Court. Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action, our sister 501c4 organization, filed amicus briefs urging the court to uphold the 15-week ban and urging the court to overturn the 1989 N. Ray TW decision.
And you know, the constitutions were created, whether it's the U.S. Constitution or in this case, the Florida Constitution, it was created to protect life. So kudos to the Florida Supreme Court for finally realizing that and pushing against these pro-abortionists that so radically want women to kill their children.
So there's a lot of great quotes from the Florida Supreme Court opinion and written by Justice Grosshands. She is a woman that was appointed to the Florida Supreme Court by Governor Ron DeSantis. 6-1 decision. So it's a great decision. But in part, I'll want to read some of these quotes to you. Quote, this pronouncement was flawed in several respects. Talking about the N. Ray TW case back in 1989 that relied upon a 1980 constitutional amendment, Article 1, Section 23, and extending that so-called documentary privacy provision to include a right to kill your unborn child. So this particular decision says, the pronouncement was flawed in several respects. TW associated the language of the privacy clause with Roe's understanding of privacy, but it did not justify how that concept of privacy aligned with our Constitution's text, that is, the right to be let alone and free from government intrusion into private life. TW also did not ask how Florida voters would have understood the text of the provision and how that understanding would be informed by Florida's long history of proscribing abortion. As a result of its analytical path, T.W. did not look to dictionaries, contextual clues, or historical sources bearing on the text's meaning. Instead, overlooking all these probative sources, it adopted Roe's notions of privacy and its trimester framework as matters of Florida constitutional law. In corresponding with these areas, the T.W. majority failed to apply longstanding principles of judicial deference to legislative enactments and failed to analyze whether the statute should be given the benefit of a presumption of constitutionality.
And that's a lot of legal talk, but bottom line, that is not constitutional.
It's not constitutional. and that's what it says. In fact, you know, in light of TEW's analytical deficiencies and subsequent U.S. Supreme Court decisions rejecting the Roe framework on which TEW reasoning departed, our assessment of the challenge statute requires us to examine the privacy clause and, for the first time in the abortion context, consider the original public meaning of the text as it was understood by Florida voters in 1980. So they're going back to do some original historical research, and they ultimately conclude that there is no constitutional right to an abortion in Florida's constitution. It says, indeed, apart from Planned Parenthood, they say, we've relied upon this. Well, that doesn't make it constitutional whether you relied upon it or not. The fact is, when you go back and you look at the text of 1980, and we did that back in 1989 mm-hmm. when we filed amicus briefs. Ken Connor, who was then president of Florida Right to Life, I was general counsel for Florida Right to Life, in private practice at the time, just before we founded Liberty Counsel, we filed an amicus brief urging the court to not rule in favor of this person who was a minor seeking an abortion, that there was no constitutional right to have an abortion, and it was a minor who wanted to bypass parental consent. That was the case before the Florida Supreme Court. There was no discovery in the case. It was a bare filing of a pleaded mm-hmm. case below. And the activist court of the 1989 Florida Supreme Court, they took this 1980 amendment that had nothing to do with abortion. We actually reviewed the legislative history and the discussions regarding this issue. Not a single mention of abortion with respect to what this amendment was about. In fact, the amendment would be about documentary privacy, protecting your privacy in terms of documents, gathering documents from the government. In fact, if that amendment was actually enforced the way it should be, it should actually protect individuals from not only the government, but also from social media,
right,
gathering information on you by, you know, your social media, your searches, even listening to you on cell phones. That's really what it's about. And that's an important amendment. But they never used it for that. That's how it was passed. That's why it was passed. But instead, the Florida Supreme Court extended it to kill an unborn child.
You know, and the court wrote this particular statement, which I thought was quite telling. As is apparent at first glance, the provision does not explicitly reference abortion at all. Thus, if Planned Parenthood is to prevail, we must find that the public would have understood the principle embodied in the operative text to encompass abortion, even though the clause itself says nothing about it. There's a mic drop right there.
Yeah, and they go on to say, we cannot conclude that in 1980 a voter would have assumed the text encompassed a polarizing definition of privacy that included broad protections for abortion. Mm. Great decision. 35 years in the making. We had some temporary wins, little wins. We've had big setbacks. We've had a heartbreak with regards to seeing the damage of this decision on the lives of people, especially the unborn, but also families as well. For 35 years, this terrible decision has reigned in Florida. For 35 years, children have been aborted. For right. 35 years, families have been harmed. Women have been damaged. And for 35 years, this incalculable damage is rippling through history. But for 35 years, we never gave up. Others never gave up. People prayed. They voted. We argued at the cases. We went to the Florida Supreme Court. We're back at the Florida Supreme Court with this. And 35 years later, on April 1, 2024, 35 years from the 1989 decision, the Florida Supreme Court, in a 6-1 decision, issues a magnificent opinion overturning TW, finding that there's no right to abortion in the Florida Constitution.
And, you know, I must say we many times impatiently waited for this decision to come out, but I do appreciate the court taking such great care in writing this opinion. And now, as a result, the 15-week ban has been upheld. The 6-week ban will soon go into effect. So this is a great, great victory.
Incredible decision. So thanks for your prayers. Stay involved in the fight. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.